I love it when celebrities kind of get involved in conspiracy theories.
Oh, yes.
Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey believe that vaccinations are the evil of the world. Mm-hmm. There's that rapper, B.O.B., that thinks the world is flat.
Yeah, the earth is flat. That's
He's
right.
He's completely convinced of this, and now Chuck Norris enters the fray. He's authored a piece called Sky Criminals, and it's all about how chemtrails, or like, you know, the contrails, the jet exhaust from planes, the government is actually putting chemicals in there to geoengineer the world and make it warmer. For what purpose, he does not say, but delivering a roundhouse kick,
if you will.
Yes, to the government.
Yes.
On that.
There's some other celebrities too. Courtney Love thinks that the Malaysia flight, the government knows where the Malaysia flight that went down is, and they're just not telling people about it for whatever reason.
It's true. Putin shot the plane down. And he's using it as a gymnasium now.
Makes sense. Speaking of Putin, you might want to put that cigarette down.
Don't tell me what to do.
Bruce Willis also thinks that John F. Kennedy's assassination was an inside job and that the people who did it are still in power.
That's true.
Yeah, does that one count as a conspiracy theory?
I know, I was going to say, is that that's okay to know?
I believe Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And the conspiracy theory about Chuck Norris that I like a lot is that I think he's actually Krampus.
Oh.
Yes. He's the anti-Santa Claus.
Okay.
But it's very, it's actually a common idea, Fook, that he would be Krampus. They've never been seen in the same room together. Krampus actually and Chuck Norris used some of the same methods and weapons against their enemies. Like nunchucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So their enemies being naughty children?
Right, naughty children actors in bad movies.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Alt-1019, hello.
Hey, I heard you guys were talking about Chuck Norris and chemtrails. Chuck Norris is right.
Yeah, Chuck Norris. I believe that there are trace amounts of Chuck Norris in jet exhaust because the government is trying to create a race of super soldiers.
Oh, don't patronize me.
You're a conspiracy guy, I think. Yeah. See, Chuck Norris has already visited Mars, and that's why there are no signs of life up there.
No one has visited Mars ever. It's a cover-up.
Trace amounts of Chuck Norris can cure erectile dysfunction. Did you know that?
Oh, all the Viagra in the world can cure your erectile dysfunction, Fook. I mean, come on.
How have you been, conspiracy guy? Great to talk to you again.
I'm being constantly lied to and manipulated by people in power. But other than that, I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So what else don't we know that you know? What else can you tell us?
The royal family is actually a pack of shape-shifting lizards, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes. I mean, Prince Charles is a salamander.
Okay.
Prince Harry is an iguana. Prince William is a gecko. And Queen Elizabeth is a kimono dragon. I mean, haven't you thought about that before?
This is big news. I mean, even though the monarchy is largely for show, Parliament makes the laws. Having a group of shape-shifting lizards in the palace is very disconcerting.
No, it's the lizards that make the laws, and they've been making the laws since the dawn of time.
Okay, so wait, what kind of lizard is Kate Middleton?
She's not. She's human, and she doesn't know that she's married to a lizard prince.
And so the baby, what is the baby's name, Lindsay?
Charlotte is the baby's name.
Charlotte. Is Charlotte half shape-shifting lizard? Half blue blood human?
No, she's all lizard. The lizards have the dominant DNA code. It's like when aliens and humans mate, the baby always has the power of the alien because they're the more advanced life form.
All right, but these are lizards. How are they more advanced than us?
They are shape shifting lizards. Remember that.
Shape-shifting.
Are you saying that the shape shifting lizards are actually aliens? Hello?
I've said too much. I have to go.
Okay. Wow.
What a cliffhanger. I want to know what he does in his life. Like, what is he doing all day long?
I love that guy.
Research and important stuff.
Return your tray tables and your stewardesses to the upright position because we have an actual pilot on the phone. Davis, you're a commercial pilot?
sure am a commercial pilot.
Wow. Nice. Do you want to say who you fly for?
I can't say who I fly for.
Okay.
No problem.
Are you at the airport right now?
I'm headed that direction.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
I gotta say, you guys are always looking crisp and sharp, the pilots.
Yeah, we try.
They've got the best carry-on luggage.
Oh, definitely. Always leather.
So I'm curious, how realistic is it? Like, your text was Chuck Norris wrong, although we do have a chemtrail switch in the cockpit.
With the smiley winky face.
Right. There was a little bit of sarcasm mm-hmm. included in that text.
So there's no way that anybody's theory about chemtrails are true because you're a pilot and nobody's putting, like, e-juice in your jet fuel?
No, it's not. Chemtrails isn't a thing. It's a pretty common misnomer, I guess, that people see the cloud stream coming out from behind the jet. And really all it is the warm exhaust being introduced to a cold, dry atmosphere, and it creates clouds.
Well,
trails.
Science and all that. But isn't it possible that the government is crop dusting us, kind of like the way that Lindsay crop dusted that is crop dusting us with chemicals that they put in the fuel or the catalytic converter or the plane carburetor?
Right. I suppose if they really wanted to, they could, and none of us would be any the wiser. But if they put it in the fuel, they didn't tell me and anybody else, which, whatever. But we definitely don't carry any extra, weight in the form of a chemical that we're dispersing to mankind across the world.
Oh, right, because you're usually familiar with your payload.
Yeah.
Well, what do they put in the cookies on Delta? I don't know if you work for Delta or not. Probably not a bad guess, though, because it's the hub here. Because those cookies are unbelievable.
The Biscoff cookies?
Yes.
Yes, those are like some of my favorites.
Yeah,
I don't know, but they're delicious. Whatever it is,
those have crack in them, as far as I'm concerned.
Flour, sugar.
That's the reason.
Crack.
That's the reason I whenever I fly as a passenger, that's the reason I fly Delta.
Davis, are you married?
I am.
Before you were married, how many flings with flight attendants did you have?
Zero, because I was actually married before I became a commercial pilot.
How many flight attendants hit on you on the daily?
I haven't run across it yet. Pretty much everybody that I've run across is also married or in a serious relationship. So,
Man. But
I've heard stories of it happening. So, I don't know what's out there.
Not like the 50s with the stews. Those are some friendly skies.
Yeah, the orgy in the sky is not really happening like we thought it was.
Davis, hey, man, we appreciate you taking the time, dude.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can we give you...
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the call.
Oh,
can we give you, like, a participation trophy just for talking to us?
Yes, I love participation trophies.
What do we have for a pilot?
What do we have for a pilot?
St. Lucia?
We've got tickets to go see St. Lucia. Let's see, what else? Salt Lake Bees tickets?
Which one?
I'll take the Bees tickets.
Davis, hang on for a second. We'll let you know how to get your stuff. And thank you for participating.
Thank you.
You bet, guys.
That's pretty cool. A pilot listens to the show.
I know. I forgot to ask him, though. I wanted to say, really, what is the big deal with people saying you have to put your chair in the damn upright position? You and I both know that it doesn't matter if it's declined at 5-degree angle. Nothing's changing anything here. Get with it.
Well...
Can we call him back?
Lindsay's never been in first class.
I haven't been in first class.
But you are first class, baby.
Aww,
all the way.